Blog Talk Radio.
Hello? Alright, I know I hear somebody coughing and breathing. It can't be but one or two people, so I'm trying to see which one it is.
Is this Jay Morris?
Yeah. I figured it was probably you. How you doing, Mr. Barnes?
Hey.
How you doing, sir?
Alright, now, This system, I didn't even know you was on, but I promise you, we jumping up here, I'm like, Brad, talk to me, because I'm not on the board nowhere, but some kind of way you done tied me and you together. I don't know what's going on here. I have no idea.
Like they say, it must be one of them Real Ink shows.
I think Kevin is on. I see where.
Kevin, you on with us? Kevin in the bush. Yeah, he had called me as I was logging in as the host on my phone, but I don't know where he at. I'm on for a second.
I got there at work at 4 a.m.
Well, you're gonna be on for longer than a couple of seconds. It's a long time to 4 a.m, Kev.
Okay, what you think? You got Jay Byers.
I can tell you, well, it's going to be a short and sweet show tonight, I guess. You know, got Butt Naked on the Roads, and I got Beavis and Butthead I ain't going to call you Beavis and Butthead.
I see you.
We got one clean. He got to go to work at 4 a.m. We got another one. I know from the time to go in somebody's kitchen and start snagging. So I don't know. Y'all have to deal with us tonight.
Hey, I got a special guest I'm trying to bring on. Can I get a special guest on?
Yeah, you can get him on. I want to welcome everybody to the DJ Grand and Butt Naked show tonight.
Hold it. It's the
Butt
Naked and DJ Grant show.
Exactly. I'm so sorry, everybody. This is the Butt Naked and DJ Grant show. And I can't, if my co-host was on, he would definitely correct me, so I appreciate you, Jay, doing your job, because you're doing what he would have done. Somebody didn't give him a call. I'm sure he can talk while he's driving. Just because he's on the road, I don't give him a damn night off. He can get his ass on this phone too.
Who you got?
Want to get on the? Get him a call, Kevin. Get him on. Get a Butt Naked on.
Have you ever heard of a racetrack by the name of Thunder Valley? Out of the great state of North Carolina.
Is that the Thunder Valley where I don't know if it's the home track of Gigantor, or that's the area Gigantor be at a lot or something like that?
Yeah, That is it. And I got the esteemed gentleman that heads up and run and quote unquote, I'm gonna use the word quote and unquote, manage the track. He's a gentleman that kinda looked like me. He goes by the name of Big Rick. Big Rick,
Big
are you on the line? Big Rick.
Yes, me. Big Rick. This is Big Rick.
You
got Big Rick and we got Big Dick. So God damn.
Is
everything in Thunder Valley, everybody's name around that way start with Big?
Everything big in North Carolina.
Everything ain't big in Texas no more. Everything big in North Carolina now.
What's going on, DJ?
I got Big Rick on, and, I got to tell y'all about this. I got to bring up the Big Boom race. Boom had a tremendous race. The rain came in, around 4 or 5 o'clock. But as soon as we put the video up, man, I got to thank everybody for coming out in the rain, man. You would never believe the number of people that showed up, man, for this thing. And under the crowded conditions it was.
And that's, I heard even before the rain, y'all got off almost 10 grudge race.
Man, it was, and the Marshallville, Madisonville guys, man, y'all got to try to get in touch with the Madisonville. Man, them jokers race. Them jokers race, man. I'm telling you, they race. I mean, but before I get on that, let me get back to Thunder Valley with Big Rick. Thunder Valley got two major, major races coming up. We're talking about the kind of stuff that shut the country down.
Uh-oh.
Coming up on April the 17th, Boss Bynes is invading Thunder Valley.
April 19th, Victor.
Okay.
April 19th.
They done moved it. Yeah, it was on a Thursday, but they done moved it to a Saturday. Okay. It's April the 19th, Boss Bynes and the Primetime crew is invading Thunder Valley. And they were down there last year. Only raped all the women, scapped all the men. So you go down there, you see a whole lot of men with bald spots in their head. Calling them scap. And I want y'all to know that, nobody's showing, I keep saying this, and I guess nobody don't give a F. But Tony did wreck his car, man. And, it ain't nothing wrong. We're not trying to have a benefit race.
A quote-unquote benefit race, I got you.
A quote-unquote benefit race, but we can show up and help the man out.
Exactly.
Yeah, exactly. Let the man know what is going to hurt. What is going to hurt? Throw you an extra the $20. And I'll reach farther than that. If you out of time, remember what we're saying now. Tony showed up at the benefit race for y'all don't know the guy Moot Man that got hurt in an accident.
Mm-hmm.
He showed up for Big Drag race, benefit race. He showed up for the Willie Dog benefit race. He put on the Willie Dog benefit race. And now that he had a major wreck, nobody's trying to show him no love. So I will say to y'all, if you don't know his number, call, man. Send the man, if you ain't coming, send the man $20. That $20 is not so much as the $20 as it is to let y'all know Tony live and breathe drag racing.
That's true.
So, give him a little something back, man. It's almost like, I don't understand the people that, Tony support, why they ain't doing something for it, I don't understand that, So, I won't throw that out there. But going back now,
And this race is taking place at the home of Big Dick and Mr. Big Rick in Thunder Valley, in North Carolina.
I don't know if the home of Big Dick or not, but it is the home of Big Rick.
Okay. Well, we definitely
Jake,
have...
Jake, can I say this? As of right now, I like to welcome Gigantor to the Grudge Inc. family.
We got breaking news. Wait a minute! What's going on here, DJ Grant? DJ Grant, you knew about this? What's up with that?
Giganto has crossed over and came on in the Grudge Inc.
It's official. Paperwork in the mail. As of right now, he is a Grudge Inc. member, waiting on the stickers and the banner.
Okay, then. Okay, then. But actually, you got to know, when he crossed over here, be ready to engage, because they sure going to want, they always act like they want a piece of some Grudge Inc., so we'll see if they really want a piece of some Grudge Inc. I said the Grudge Inc. is growing.
Can you think of any, Giganto, that's a bad man, man. That's a bad man. You know, that's a bad man. Not only to let you know that he was a Division One Grudge Maker of the Year, too, now. Don't forget that part.
And I got to spend a special shot because I think one of the first Grudge Inc. races at my race last year, Jack Cantor came.
Exactly.
It came all the way to Montgomery with a crew.
Shouts out to Guy Gatta for joining the winning team. You know, we appreciate you. And again, gentlemen, the team is all about Grudge Racing. You know, it's a racing association. You know, so that's what we got. But let me tell you about the second race. That's the first most exciting race in the country. That's going to be April the 19th at Thunder Valley. But June the 7th, right?
That's it.
June 7th.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's going to be the second world famous Grudge race at Thunder Valley. Held and hosted only by Grudge Inc. itself.
Uh-oh.
And we already got Dunye, Wayne, Never Scared, Cold Killer, and Jay Barnes in the house. Guaranteed.
Okay, and prior to that race, after this first one, then we're going to pull everybody out of North Carolina and bring them all down to Montgomery on May the 18th. And then we all going to leave Alabama and go right on back up to Thunder Valley. With Jay Rich and Girl Dick again.
Okay.
I ain't put up the list of who's who that's already committed to coming to the race of May 18th. I'm going to put that up probably next week, but I can tell y'all this.
You can see I was doing a good job because DJ Jack got jealous and started proposing. You see he got jealous, man.
Also, Jay, you ain't gonna tell us about the other news?
Oh, yeah. Keep giving us the news. We like news. Come on, keep giving us the news.
What's the news, Jay?
The fact that you can lick both of your eyebrows at the same time?
Come on, Jay. You know I'm wrong, though.
CJ.
Yeah.
Did he say I want to tell him about his talents?
That's what he said.
Yeah. Jake, you know I crossed over, man. Go ahead and tell the world.
Hell, where you go? Where you cross over to?
We're going to say that to your show, come on. But I did hear from a couple that Big Rick can lick both of his eyebrows at the same time. I did hear that.
Oh, my goodness.
I ain't never seen him do it, but it's something to see, you know. It's something to see, so I'm waiting. I like to see that. They said he can lick both of them at the same time. So, you know, that ain't something that you just find everywhere, DJ.
No, that's rare.
who's that got this background noise?
Kevin,
what the hell are you doing, man?
Kevin, DJ, let me tell you about Big Boom's race, man.
Tell me about it. I heard a lot about it.
Yeah, we have a little video. is it just goes.
Hey, don't go.
The Madisonville boys showed up and showed out, man. They went through there and showed up. I mean, they showed out, you know. They raced everybody that had gas in their car and wheels on their. If they get gas and wheels, the Madisonville boys.
Listen, so basically, their stipulation was, as long as you had gas in your car, get your ass down.
Exactly. Exactly. Now, what
that
was their
only
that
stip.
Good
the only stip. The only stip was you had to have gas in your goddamn car.
Yeah. Woo. Now how can you get out of that race?
You can't get out of that one unless you go drain your tank.
Yeah. That's what I'm talking about.
If you got gas, I like that name. If you got gas in your tank, get your ass down. Woo. I like that. I don't know what Rick, are you still on, Mr. Big Rick?
Yeah, I'm back too.
Yeah, I'm still on.
Well, listen, so Boss Byron, you on everybody there. You had Geronimo, and he was looking the scout.
I heard Boss did as usual. Nobody move, nobody get hurt. And I heard they was bowing down.
And the man walked back through the pit. People just raising their hands up like they were getting robbed. But nobody put their hand near the gun. You know. So Boss came back. But let me tell you what Boss did. Boss pulled that, just to let you know the condition of that track out there. Boss did a wheel stand. When the Rotom left, I mean, track hooked, shot Boss to the moon, man.
Now, that's one thing I heard about No Problem. They said, no problem, you ain't going to have no problem getting down the track.
Exactly.
I heard that of a track. I heard that now.
I mean, and you know, the big event was the Jekyll car, who had made an actual call out to anybody in any back half in the country, the Jekyll car want action. It don't have to be at nobody's particular show. They're looking for action. They want a grudge race. They want a group race, back half.
And what kind of, it's a back half, big block nitrous.
Yeah, it's a back half, huge, huge block nitrous.
Mountain motor.
Yeah, Mount Everest.
Okay, and who did he go up against?
Well, because he couldn't get none of the, East Coast racers, like Big Sexy, Blue Magic, Mo Green, the Beast, none of them would take. So he did what any respecting grudge racer would do and took on a heavyweight. He stepped up in class.
He stepped up to what?
He locked in 105 with Tree Man out of Texas.
Ain't that a promo?
Hey, who's doing the tuning?
Huh?
Who was doing the tuning?
On which one?
On Jekyll car.
Oh, the Jekyll car. Knowing that he had to deal, he is stepping up in class. That's with a heavyweight. He brought in Billy Stockton. For y'all to know who Billy Stockton is, he the one that tuned the world's fastest pro bar at a 370. And he brought in none other than TV Fast Jackson.
Get the hell out of here.
Yes, sir.
This is who was tuning his back half car?
That's who was tuning his back half car. And
Well, I gotta ask you this now. Okay, if he turns that back, does that exclude the shadow from being competition?
I got him on tape. I got him on video. On video, the man said that once he got his tune up in, Stevie could take his ass over there and lie up. Once he got his tune up, Stevie could stand in the goddamn side. He can go on the other lane.
He had Billy Stockton and Stevie Stockton.
Yes, sir. So they hung out with us all day. Listen, we got some good footage, talking some good shit, back and forth, you know. And I have to say that those guys were standing up. They, you know, they did a good job. Didn't nobody get too personal. You know, everybody wants to win now. But they didn't get too personal, you know. They talked dark, you know.
Uh-huh.
And
they supposed to, they should.
That's right.
Yeah.
Now, I told this story. I got to tell you again, all right? Now, you got to remember that the Jekyll car is trying to knock off a Promar. So what he did was, have you ever seen one of them big 80 caliber guns that they take two people to shoot it? he was sitting in the chair, and he had Stevie Jackson and Billy. He had Stevie Jackson aiming, and he had Billy Stockton doing the longitude and the latitude. You know. I mean,
Stevie Jackson and Mr. Stockton, they were the two ones that took to fire that gun.
Yeah. I mean, they had it. They had that sucker out there, and they did a couple of test shots. They hit on both sides. No, let's say we make sure we got it.
They tried both lanes to make sure they ended up getting, they'll be out.
They got it. Matter of fact, I got them on video saying, "Oh, we got three men. We got three men." You know. And Tree Man was there, and I can tell you the truth now, Tree Man was looking like a duck. Now, he was looking like a duck. Because
he had a little fear in his eye. He had a little fear in his eye.
Yeah. He was saying, man. And,
he was looking like, look what y'all got me up. Y'all got me going up against two of the baddest men in the country. And who was with Tree Man?
His wife.
Wait a minute. The man there with his is a tree man in the tree man in the car and his wife? Come on, man.
Tree man, the car and his wife and a couple of the children, you know, that's it.
Come on, man. Going up against the baddest men in the country.
Yes, sir. And when you talk to the Jekyll team, that, you know, they gave their disclaimers first. I have to acknowledge that they said, you know, Stevie Fast acknowledged that, you know, they know they're running the promo, you know, and by right, you know, they know what he should be able to do. But they said, we don't think he can do it today. We think we got his number. We got his number today. And so they loaded up their gun, and they put that long, narrow bullet in there. They wanted to make sure that it didn't have no trouble going through the air. You know, they wanted that stuff up. I mean, they even polished it up so it wouldn't get no wind resistance as it went through the air.
And this is the Jekyll car back half versus the Tree Man Pro Mark. The Jekyll car is the one that's got that take two men to fire the gun with the Stevie Jackson and Bill Stockton.
Yeah.
Billy Stockton.
Okay. And, you know, let's go back to, you know, Stevie Jackson is a long-time, you know, world record holder, a Grudge Inc. champion. Billy Stockton is the tuner of the a 370. He's a full-time tuner of a 370 nitrous Promar in the ADRL. And so that, you know, that's the credential. On the tree man side, so tree man is a part-time driver, no tuner. He, you know, a tree man is the part-time driver. He generally lets somebody else drive. And his wife, you know, has been a housewife and cook a pretty good fried chicken. That's the tuner.
But that's good. Okay. Did his wife at least, that, is that who was lining him up? Who was lining him up?
Well, he didn't need like he just pulled in. He just pulled in.
You got to be kidding. Come on, Jay. You tell
the
you
man
that.
Pulled
that
in. Man,
man.
Man,
come
man,
on, man.
Man.
You,
I'll tell you. I'll tell you,
nobody
man.
Lined the man up, man.
Listen, man.
Jay, you exaggerate. You exaggerate,
no,
Jay.
No, man. Listen, the man had, when you talk to the man, now out of his mouth, he said, I got him on tape saying this, standing right in front of him. He was looking at Stevie Jackson eye to eye. He said, that Jekyll car and that Hyde car, I'll run them any day of the week and twice on Sunday. He said, y'all car ain't no issue to me. Now, that's what came out of his mouth. But he looked a little funny. He had that look about it. You know what I'm saying?
So if you had to interpret it, his mouth was screaming war, but his heart was screaming peace.
Yeah. And I can tell you, you know, Jeff, you know, we thought that, you know, when the rain came that he was going to, you know, say, use that as a way to say, hey, track ain't safe. But no, he hung in there. And I can tell you this, he kept telling everybody, this was his battle cry. He said, he told, standing at the back of the high trailer, he said, by the 3:30, make sure that Silent Wilson got a microphone.
Hold on, now, this is the man you saying that was scared.
Yeah.
I see that. See, that's what you saying now. The way he's talking, it don't sound like he's scared.
Right.
He said that. He said by the 3:30, make sure Tyler Wilson, with the Jerry Curl, Tyler Wilson, got a microphone at the 3:30.
Make sure his microphone is working by the time he gets in the 3:30. And I asked him, I said, why do Tyler Wilson need to have his microphone working by the 3:30? So he said he's going to start singing. So good enough. No problem. All right. But now, I'm telling you, DJ, what was coming out of the man's mouth. But I'm also trying to tell you what I'm looking at. I'm looking at like he's like a little shaking to me now. I'm just telling you to me. But on camera, we asked him, you know, after he made a couple of shakedowns, he said, you know, what you thinking? He said, you know, I ain't trying to show everything. You know, I ain't trying to show everything. So, you know, I'm okay. He kept saying, if the track hold, I'm okay. Stevie Fast told him, if that's the pass he's going to make, they will double the pot.
Is that the what now?
If that the pass that he gonna make, you know, the shakedown pass, if that's his pass, you know, that he wanna double their pot. See, Jackson felt like his shakedown didn't look good, in other words.
I got you. Okay, and what was his response to that?
He looked at his wife, actually, you got your pocketbook with you?
He said, what now? What did he say?
He looked at his wife and asked her, did she have her pocketbook with her?
Hey, now, I got to say, now, you paying the 50 that I can't, it's hard for me to kind of see right now. It don't seem like he had no reverse in him now, Jay.
Now, he didn't. Everything that came out of his mouth was full speed ahead. But just his actions, he could have been playing a good role because he had his hands stuck down in his pants. He was looking, he was weighing back and forth, left to right. I was like, man, this man's been a breaking roar, man. This man's been a breaking roar. That's what I was thinking. That's how he, but I'm telling you what he said, and his body language was not matching up.
Okay, but that's in your eye.
That could be his
good
blue game. That's exactly. At that point in the game, I knew I was been with the high call. I mean the Jekyll call. I like, you know, he had not only
you was with Steven Jackson and Billy Stock. That's who you were riding. You were riding with the two big gun controllers.
Yeah, one aim and the other one do the longitude and the latitude. And I figured, being that we was out here on the battlefield, we wouldn't find no chicken. So I figured we had the best, you know, that's the side I should be on. So I'm going to bring it on down. So as the race in the kickoff, but this was the thing that made every time they tried to lock the bet, I mean, the go ahead and go, C-Man was still... He was just reluctant. He wouldn't come, you know, he wouldn't move. So that's what made me and other people felt like, damn, I don't know why he won't go and move.
And this is them staging up.
No, this is they still in the track, but ain't nothing. They still in the pit, but ain't nothing to point at but Aaron opportunity. Just pull your ass on up and let's do this thing.
They both sitting in the pits, one Steven says, Bill Stockton and the Tucker car, they ready to go. But Tree Man seemed reluctant to get on up there.
They pulling the car to the damn, you know, take the car on up there.
Okay, are they in the staging lanes or are they in the pit?
No, they in the pit.
Okay.
So, lo and behold, I walked down, like, this race ain't going to happen. This race ain't going to happen.
Uh-huh.
I walked down in the pit and walked up on none other than the bullet car that's out of Mississippi, the top sportsman bullet car.
Okay.
Beautiful Trans Am with green, it's wrapped, you know, it's got a pretty wrap on it, beautiful car. And I said, you know, hey, you got anybody out here today on your mind? The bullet car in the staging lane. He said, when I make this pass, if this pass is straight, I want the Jekyll car head up 8 miles for five.
Oh, shit. Okay.
Yeah. Now, remember now, Billy Stockton, Steven Jackson, and Jeff, they mind, they tuning in, they got their damn barrel pointed over there at the, what you call car?
The Tree Man car.
Yeah, they got that motherfucker polished, the bullet polished, they aimed
okay,
on his ass.
Okay, but tell me this, was that race locked?
The race was locked.
Okay,
the race was locked.
The race with Tree Man and Jeffel was locked.
Yeah.
Okay,
and
all right.
It was $1,000, and Jeff had already told him that, you know, when the rain came, I ain't letting you out the lock.
Now, who said that?
That's Jeff with the Jekyll and Hyde car. He told Free Man.
So, basically, if you had to guesstimate, Tree Man probably had the radar looking at the rain, know the rain coming, so he trying to stall him out as long as he can, talk to Big Talk, and just maybe stall him out as long as he can, possibly, per se.
Right. And so when the rain came, they want to know, was the track gun closed? It was just 4 o'clock in the evening. They're like, no, the track said we're going to clean this up. Man, 2 hours later, they cleaned that up. And T-Man was like, God damn. You know.
Oh, my goodness. Okay.
Every time
okay.
I get T-Man, I'd be like, I got to bet with the high car. I mean, the jungle car. I got to. But he's like, damn, y'all going to die up.
He did a rain dance, the rain
that
came. Hey, that killed the lock in. But them tracks said,
we're
going to clean this up. This ain't nothing. This ain't nothing. We got this.
Track ain't closed. So we went to Jeff, who owned the Jekyll car. Say, look, track ain't closed. Are you going to let, are we going to off this race? He said, as long as if I get $1,000 off, otherwise, he's going to buy through that. You know, like it's being cleaned up. They over there just did it. I ain't never seen people aim so hard, man. They got that mother. I believe they could still have that mother back, 2 miles down the road. They had that mother on point. They had it pointed right at the 2 minutes. They had my, you know, I mean, they were all, I can't even tell you the the professionalism.
If you looked at tree man, all you see was an infrared beam already all over his whole
head. Already on. That beam was on his damn forehead. So, they still in the pit. And lo and behold, the bullet car stand up. So, goddamn, if I make a clean pass, basically saying, if the track good, the Jeffrey car, matter of fact, neither one of them got trouble.
He said what?
Yeah. He said, when we make this pass, if either car, that he'll take the winner of either car.
Oh, my goodness.
For 5 stacks.
If he make a clean pass.
He poured into the bean, then he burned out, bagged that sucker up, and DJ, that sucker went down through there like on a rail.
Woo.
That sucker, like, he went down through that like his plane stuck out your side by 4 feet on both sides.
And that's the bullet car.
That's the bullet car.
And that's a back half car That's a slow mod. So that's actually between the back half and the pro mod. You had a back half, a slow mod, and a pro mod.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Okay. All right. It gets better.
Before he left, on the microphone, they are now on the microphone. If this pass is good, bring your $5 to the ride. There was no more talking needed.
Okay.
Down through that he went, put his hell straight down the middle of the track, flames out. You know,
so
looked like a hell of a...
His crew looking good, thumbing up and down.
Oh, man, they like... And so I haul ass now, but I can't get... I'm running back now to the jumping car. And then I'm running, all of a sudden... They did just what they said. Pretty pass, they start loading the damn car to bring it to the ride. Because the man said, if you make a pretty pass, don't even damn talk, just come to the ride. He never talked about.
I think they playing smart. They trying to rush him so he can't cool down good, but go ahead.
So
I know he could jump back up there that fast. Okay, go ahead.
They took him a minute. They gave him time, but they
made
the deal.
So, meantime, where is Tree Man? Still in the bush.
Tree Man over there. According to me, looking nervous as hell. According to me. He look like, you know. He look like woman, no one the more true to do, she'll piss on that little stick and she wait on that lover to come to tell her if she got another one or not. That's how it looks. He looking nervous as hell.
Okay.
But the only way Jekyll told him the way that he was going to let him out of this thing, the only way he could get out, you know, which really was no out, was either pay the $1,000. $80,000, or he had to race the winner between the two.
Pay the $1,000 or race the winner of the two. So which one did he decide?
He asked him, what the hell they waiting on? Let him know when the winner is back to the starting line.
Huh? What's that?
He told him, what the hell they waiting on? Call him when the winner is back to the starting line.
That's something. Wait a minute now. I'm starting to see a little bit what you're seeing, Jay. Because it's like, basically, he said he's still ducking. It seems like he's ducking. He letting them tie their cars out or just trying to wait to see if it's gonna be something gonna happen or hopefully, because the other car, the bullet looks good. So hopefully he ain't got to go up against Steve Fast or Billy Stockman. in the Jekyll crossover, okay, so Steve Sass, Jekyll, Billy Stockton, they already in the lane, waiting on, I guess now, the bullet car to cool off and come on up to the lane. Am I right?
He did. And he cooled that fuck off. It took, you know, I mean, he took the proper time. It was, nobody didn't rush him or nothing.
Okay.
We had good
sportsmanship.
Yeah. I mean, we had plenty of racing going on.
Okay.
While all this was happening.
Okay.
So they pulled into the lane, the bullet car and the Jekyll car with the pro team, Stevie Jackson and Billy Stock.
Okay.
And I don't know the guys with the bullet car. But they're some pretty good guys. They pulled into the lane. They did some good burnout. Everything was good. They lined them suckers up. Now, according to the bullet car, based on his calculations, then he gonna lay Jeff ass over real quick. This is going to be an easy, and then he going to go ahead and try to get that pro mod.
This is the bullet. This is the bullet team talk.
Yeah, this is the talk. The top sportsman car, you know, he did the least is his worry is a damn back end car. And everybody pulled in good. The bullet car showed his nervousness because he kind of went in the bulb a little quick. He went in the first bulb a little quick, and it took the Jekyll car a good 30, 45 seconds to pull in. And I really believe that rattled him a little bit. You know what I'm saying? You know, after I talked to him a little bit, because he was a little upset about that, but I don't know why. You know.
Yeah, you got that. You got to know what you're doing, especially when you're finna pull, especially them type of cowboy cars.
Yeah.
Don't get up in that quick. Y'all make sure both sides. You gotta have your. That's when your man standing out front, looking at the other man, telling him, "Hey,
exactly.
They ready? Y'all
exactly.
Ready? Y'all come on." You know.
And both, you know, both cars, Jekyll, you know, I think he's running probably 80-pound, you know, 240-pound models, and he shoot out about 40 of them pounds in the air while he's sitting there getting ready, you know. So he
yeah,
had to go and let hold.
Who was driving the Jekyll car? Was Steve Sass driving
owner.
Or just tuning?
Yeah, he just
no,
tuned. Jeff did.
Okay.
Yeah, the owner driver, Jeff.
Okay.
And they pulled in high intensity, you know, Lights came down, and I left running to go to the Jekyll where they were parked in the the pit. When they left, I ran to the pit, and Jekyll was coming back and pulled into the pit, and we looked at the track, and that go bullet. Tree man looking at the ground, man. Tree man looking at the ground. I'm like, oh, shit. to the farm. Soon as they pulled it, tree man brought that motherfucker straight on down to the line. He didn't wait. Now, he knew what time it was. He did not wait. He pulled that motherfucker right on down there. But he was not looking right, but he pulled that motherfucker down through there. And so he sit down there in the staging lane to give them time to cool their car down. Like, again, nobody was rushing nobody. Everybody did everything right. There was no issues about time and nothing like that. And eventually they came in. They locked their money up, both cars, you know.
The original two cars that are supposed to race. Jekyll car, the Jekyll Pro Mod, no, the Jekyll back half,
right,
with Bill Stockard and Steven Fast,
right,
and Tree Man with his Pro Mod with the wife and the family.
And the wife and the family.
Okay.
Alright. Tree Man get the right lane with his wife standing behind the car. And the pro team is in the left lane, and they, you know, they do what they do. They're going through it. They meticulous. They got it down. You know, they're gonna do the.
Nobody lined enough Tree Man.
Tree Man just burn out, bag that little back up, and pull up. That's it. That's it.
You gotta be kidding me, man.
So,
no way.
Tree Man just like, fuck it. I'm going down through it. All that happened. All that good. So, right at the time, they staging and everything, and both of them were gentlemen. There was no game plan. Everything came off.
Okay.
Perfect. You know, everything was perfect. The lights dropped. When the lights dropped, at the 60-foot, the PA system came on. Testing, 1, 2, 3, testing, 1, 2, 3.
Oh, my God.
At the 60-foot, Charlie Whistle started testing the mic.
Uh-oh.
At the 330.
Okay, hold on. I got to ask you the question. Now, who made the gesture at the 330 make sure Charlie Whistle mic work?
T-Man said, make sure that Charlie Wilson's mic is on by the time he gets to 330.
This is what Tree Man said in the promo.
That's what Tree Man said, yeah.
Not Steven Fast and Bill Stock.
No, sir.
Okay. So at the 60-foot, Charlie Wilson said, testing, 1, 2, 3.
By the time they got to the 200-foot, I heard that sound. Boom. I heard that sound. Boom. 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 At 200 feet, you know that song that come on? It started like a car. It's all thinking, burn rubber on me. At the 330, Charlie hit, burn rubber on him. The top band was in full effect.
Come on, man.
Man.
Tree Man whooped them. Tree Man whooped Billy Stockard.
Tree Man and his wife. Tree
Come
Man
on.
And his wife.
Tree Man, his wife, and the kids.
Yeah.
Whooped Steven Fast, Billy Stockard, and the Jessica.
Not just whooped. At the 330, I got video. It was colleagues at the 330, man.
Ooh.
And both of them made the trip. Both of them had Eric. Both of them made perfect passes.
Wow.
You know,
so
I always wondered
what was the difference between
a back half and a pro mod. It's about three colleagues and about 700 pounds. I know the difference now.
Woo!
I know.
Good gracious, lie. Wow, come on,
man. That damn you ain't got to never worry about another back half trying to run. Tree Man, good
oh
God Almighty, man. That man have put
up. Man, look stupid.
Man, my goodness. I can't even damn explain how that man went down.
Now, I'm going to tell you, Jay. I'm listening to everything you say. I think Tree Man just had a hell of a boot game, and he got a hell of a game face.
That's what it was. The whole time, he got them messed up, me messed up, several other folks down there messed up, you know. The man was
so you mean to tell everybody and their mama, I'm sure, based on what you saying, was betting with Steven Sanders talking in the Jeffers car.
Yeah. You could, as long as you was on that side, you could get a bet the other way. You know, I mean, it was like,
oh my goodness.
I mean, just because I'm just showing you, Tree Man had that way of looking. He kept looking down, had his hand in his damn pants, looking like he was about ready to break out of there. You know, man, he did break out.
I think he had a head down. He would laugh so hard. The problem with the fuck these motherfuckers left the day. Woo!
Man, good God Almighty, man! I know the difference now. So if anybody ever asks you what's the difference between a backhand and a promo, you know it's 3-calling and 800 pounds. Woo! Man, it was a good race over there, man. I tell you, it was a good race. Rain did come, but we said it was a lot of racing. We had a good time, and shouts out to Tree Man. You know, Tree Man did come, man, by himself. And Jeff and them knew they were taking a big gamble. They knew that.
Uh-huh. Running the promo.
They knew that.
But I got to say, I mean, I probably would have made that same gamble, too. You're looking at a man that's just there ain't with no crew, with just his wife and kids.
Yeah.
So they're like, he ain't got nobody to help. He ain't got no help.
Yeah. You know.
So I think I would have tried that too if I was out there. But God, I know they was not expecting that. I'm sure.
Listen, man, the 3:30. It was at least two at the 3:30.
Good gracious!
I'm talking about that man.
Ooh,
pulled away.
Woo.
That man pulled away so fast. That just pulled away so fast, man.
Well, that all in itself sounded like it was well worth the price of admission. Just how this whole little thing on this one race played out. Yeah,
that was some funny
shit right there. What you just seen? Yeah, Lee, I got to go watch the video. What video was? Is it up?
It ain't up, but it'll be up by morning. It'll be on grudgeek.us. Y'all check it out. It's on DJ Madhouse. If you go on YouTube, DJ Madhouse, I think that's how he listed.
I think somebody has something about it on Facebook too. I think I saw something about it.
They got about 3 minutes. It just shows just that race, and it's a pretty good. You know, it's from the starting line. Brady got it from mid track. That way, he got it from the 3:30. So when they come by, you can see the difference. You know. And,
that sounds like a hell of a rip. Boy, what you just gave us, that blow Bible, that was some funny shit to me.
But if you were there, man, it's pins and needles. You be on pins and needles. So you try to figure out which way, man. And Tree Man played that thing to the full, man.
I hate I wouldn't. I think I would have. I always try sometimes to bet with the underdog or go with the person they think the underdog is. I always try to go with that.
But who was the underdog? Hell, a pro marvelous.
No. Understand what I'm saying? I'm not giving the underdog. That's what I'm just getting from the standpoint of the man just there with his wife. He ain't there with no crew.
Yeah.
With that caliber of a car, you got to go with the experiences over there. It don't matter what they in over because they think you're dealing with experience that's confident, that's saying they don't care nothing about that damn pro mod. That's what they were saying, right? They weren't sitting there saying we kind of outclassed. We don't know if we really want to do it. They act like they wanted to go, right?
Oh yeah, listen. They showed up in a stacker with an extra motor sitting on the stand, an extra 870 cubic inch motor.
Good gracious.
You know, But see, you got to give props to both of them because
you do. You
the back
do.
Half world, the man, you know, the man is all the reason he's racing the promo is to get a race.
Exactly.
Man, he's East Coast, you know, everybody
can
talk about East Coast.
You can't, take nothing away from nobody that's engaging. Nobody
right.
at all. I mean, you can't take nothing away from that, them stepping up and stepping out of their class. So you got to give them their props. But I do believe they thought they had them a duck.
Oh, they had,
they thought they had them a duck.
You ain't put no 5,000 up unless you don't get
it. Exactly. Exactly. Ain't nobody can do that.
Okay.
I'm in the mic. Yeah. Anybody got the mics open? I mean, got the hands up?
Is Kevin might be wanting to sleep on you.
Oh, my goodness.
That,
Kevin, what you doing, Kevin?
You might have to give me a minute to get this, get my computer up now. I'm just getting to the house. I can get it.
Oh my goodness. We ain't got no way to open up no mic. Kevin, you done laid down on me, buddy. It ain't even 9 o'clock, Kevin. Golly. 10, 11, 12, 1, 2, 3, 4. You don't even sleep out, Kevin.
But they didn't ever come on?
Huh?
But he didn't ever come on?
Hey, fellas. Hello?
Hello? Yeah,
hello?
We hear you. Yeah.
Oh, I got pulled in from the, I heard my mic open up. I was just checking it.
Who is this?
Just a fan, man. I'm just checking.
The fan. Somebody open up your mic, fan.
Yeah, I don't know who opened up. Must have been the girls race ghost. All I know is just fired up. I think Tree Man opened it up. He held the mic.
Yeah. Hey, I know what the difference between a backhand and a pole model is. I know that.
Did that sound like a hell of a race to you, fan?
Yes, sir. And I'd love, I'd pay anything just to see the look on them joking face, man.
Man.
They had to have a hellfire system to start playing the gap band. Before the thing hurt.
Yeah. Man, told them, make sure. He didn't want Tyler Wilson to have to strain his voice and holler out loud. He said, make sure Tyler Wilson got a mic by the time I get to 330. Make sure it's on.
The man said that for real, Jay, you just said.
The man said that for real, man. I got the man on tape. The man said that for real. The man said that for real.
He said, make sure Tyler Wilson mic is on. About a
3
times.
Yeah. Don't be real. Don't be trying to find the mic. Don't be talking about, hey, where the mic at? Get in Charlie Wilson.
No.
Make sure he already got it.
But you said after 60 foot, Charlie Wilson was already said 10 foot.
He was
boop, 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 boop.
Yeah, I mean, you know, he had to test that. He had to test that. Charlie talking about me.
we don't need you to warm up on no Charlie. Man, oh man.
Charlie knew he had to go, man.
Wow. And Bullet's a monster, man.
Man, that was pre-man, but Bullet, the Jekyll car, the Bullet car, they did something bad at the line. I don't know what they did.
Yeah, because that's a
either
running car.
Yeah, either he slept. The car didn't, he said that the car stumbled. I didn't see the stumble. I didn't hear the stumble. But he didn't, you know, he didn't move when he should have moved. You know, he did not move when he should have. And Jeff pulled the parachutes in his face, you know. they pull the parachutes in the space. I mean, like, that, let's see who we got here. Man, who is 0992? Is that butt naked?
Do what now?
That must be Biz. 7080992. Let's go to the fan. That's you. All right. Let's go to Uncle Larry. Yeah, all these mics open.
Everybody open. Hey, yeah. y'all. I guess everybody. I appreciate everybody being quiet. And well, I guess everybody wanted to hear that story just like I wanted to hear, because that was a fun story.
Kids mic open, Leon's mic open, Larry's mic open.
Good evening, fella. Where y'all at? Come out the bushes. Come out the bushes where everybody thought Tree Man was at.
We had to wait till Jay stopped talking, man. He talking and eating chicken, man. You know, it's kind of hard to stop him.
I wasn't eating before, but I'm finna get me some neck bone right now, though.
I told y'all.
DJ, I know he's probably on a dog show. I can't.
Who's that?
I can't get Tree Man. I can probably get Tree Man, but I'm pretty sure he over there.
He got to be he over there beating on his chest now.
Man, I just want y'all to know there's a difference between the promo and a back end. And I think if your wife can cook good chicken, the promo is a little faster. You don't need no tuna. You need a good chicken cooker. you need a good chicken cooker. So that's what he had now. You know, everybody like to get whatever the winner have. Looked like she had bought some little picnic. She had a little picnic table with her. They were eating good. She had set them up good. They were eating right now. So
eating good. He just sitting back getting fat. And let these boys play around. And I'm gonna come off this hill and show him what time it is.
And did he do that? Look, God Almighty.
Shit, that's the line. Wow. Well, yeah. Like I said, congratulations to everybody and props out to everybody that even got up there. You know, stepped their ass up there. So, you know. You gotta give props to people to just, you know, engaging and putting on a show for the fans. You got to. And having enough to get up there.
Well, both of those men are presently looking for a race as we speak.
So he beat the Jekyll car, beat the Bullet car, and
mm-hmm.
Tree Man beat the Jekyll car. Now, comparing those two races together, who got beat the worst? Your opinion.
At the other end, both of them are probably three callings behind. At the other end.
But yeah. It's safe to say that the back half call was faster than the top sportsman call, which is the slow mark.
They said they had a problem because they didn't leave at the appropriate time.
I got you. I guess they got caught sleeping.
Yeah. They threw away a half a second right there, you know.
Yeah, hell yeah. You can't, any car, when it's called that caliber, you can't sneeze. Bat your eye. That race, though.
Yeah, you know.
They seem like they want to get back with the Jekyll car.
Oh, Definitely.
The bullet car.
Yeah. The bullet car was tore up. Now they were they were really, really hurt. I mean, they do you'll see that race again real soon.
I got. Okay. Mm-hmm. Cool. So it created some action. But one race we will not see for sure is Tree Man and the That's one race we ain't got to worry about seeing no more, right?
I'm pretty sure. After people see that video, you ain't got to never worry about another back ass fucking with Tree Man, period. The Jekyll car is not a slow car.
Hold on one quick second, Jay. Anybody, y'all can chime on in and talk to Jay for a second. Maybe I got to go on mute for about 1 minute.
Leon. Hey, Leon. Wasn't that Leon talking to me a few minutes ago?
No, that was me, Jay.
Oh, what's happening? Listen, man.
I'm back.
Let me test. Damn, but that was a quick ass minute. Boy, you about to let goddamn key. You about to let Tree Man.
I'm in the grocery store. I'm in the grocery store. I didn't want to be serious. Somebody wanted to stay.
But like you said, man, that was a good race. That was a good race.
Sound like it.
And let me.
Yeah, we almost feel like we was right there with you.
Man, that was high tested. Now, let me tell you this again. Big Reds and Grudging got a race down at Douglas, Georgia.
Uh-huh.
It's the Spring Bling.
The Spring Bling.
Yeah.
Spring Bling.
Spring Bling. Now, for y'all that don't know, Big Reds, you know, her races, she have a lot of races. She have a big turnout. And her race is kind of in line with Freak Meek.
Oh, my goodness.
Uh-oh.
Oh, yeah.
But next time, pop that thing, watch that thing, pop that. Sounds like that. Every time
Yeah. And them country girls down in South Georgia.
Sound like my type of party.
Mm-hmm.
Where the race at now? What Big Lee race is?
It's in Douglas. Douglas, Georgia.
Okay.
Yeah. And them girls, country girls, and the weather be right.
Country bread fish.
Yes, sir. Let me find.
Southeast Georgia.
Yeah. Now, I got to open up this other mic, DJ Grant. It's none other than the Billy Goat, the Bobby Wild guy. Welcome to the DJ Grant show.
Hey, how y'all doing?
Hey, wait a minute. Now I got to correct
Bobby
you,
Watch, huh?
It's the butt naked in DJ Grant.
Yeah.
Okay, how y'all doing? The butt naked in the DJ Grant and the J-Bone and all the rest of them.
What's happening, Bobby?
I just came back listening to y'all reminisce about Bullet down there. And I'm asking, did you never get finished? Did Bullet get his ass beat?
Yes, if you didn't hit correctly, Bullet got his ass tore out the frame.
Well, now, what happened? It looked like to me he was still sitting there with a man and gone by the 3:30. What he waiting on?
Man, Jay Barnes said he was at the Jekyll trailer, going to ask the Jekyll car how was the race, and looked up and then the Jekyll car was already back to the pitch. And the bullet called Joe going down the track. He came down the return road and parked in the trailer, and the bullet car still going down the track.
Was it the other guy red line or what? Bullet forgot to take off. I mean, he forgot he was in the race or what?
Well, sounded like train smoke to me. But he said that in the bullet car defense that they had an issue or something, I guess on the starting line or something.
Well, the reason I'm asking about it is because I think Gunner Plick went over there and found him, and he put up a video of what he wanted to do to me. But shit looked like he needs to start leading the line before he want to beat up somebody first, though.
Well, Bobby, right now, they had The Jekyll Claw blew his ass out so much, it's taking three cadavers to put an ass back together to put it back on him. One ain't going to do it.
Well, I can't wait till we do the top sportsman race here because I'm working hard to get mine back together. So I'm going to send a special invitation to the Bullet since he sent me one about 2 or 3 years ago. So I'm going to send a special invitation to him. Make sure he gets down in there.
Yeah. When I talked to the Bullet Club, they were the most confident of everybody.
Uh-huh. Well, it looked like he was too confident then from the way things looked. The way he got his, as 007, he got his asshole blowed out.
I'm just saying that. And, you know, they felt like they had both of them covered with no problem.
Well,
you know.
Yeah, but somebody didn't have something covered then, didn't it?
Huh?
I mean, looking at the video, I'm trying to ask the question, what actually happened to him?
He said,
He forgot he was racing, or what?
He said the car stumbled. Now, I didn't hear the car stumble. I didn't. But now, his reaction time was piss poor, or the car stumbled, and I just didn't hear. You know what I'm saying?
But just like you said,
Jay, anything, like, if you blink your eye, anything like that when you got cars of that caliber, I mean, it really almost any car that's halfway even evenly matched, it don't take but a split second mistake to for race be over.
I know what happened. You know, this hit Tony Wright had, you know, he had been rubbing in his hair, had grease on his finger, and his finger slipped off. So he had been... He had some damn super glue around there somewhere, and he couldn't turn loose the boogie. Some super glue on his finger. So he couldn't turn loose the boogie.
That was your theory, by the way.
The other theory is that ghost. You know, my ghost, he ain't come back home yet. You know, he got mad with me. You know, he tried to, you know, throw him out the car. Then he jumped in the car with me and made me red light. He was down there where Mr. Fire Speed down here in Florida and jumped in the Jim Marino car. He couldn't pull off, and Mr. Fire Speed didn't go to 13 miles an hour and won the race. He fast as hell. He just mad. And so also I think he was sitting in the car. He threw the whole division and Bullet turned it loose. So I found that ghost. That ghost is mad. And he's mad. He's mad now. I'm telling you. But we got to get him. Y'all see my ghost, tell him to come on back home. Tell him I'm sorry. Well, and as I heard you talking about Big League race, we're going to try to get him down there to the, down to Douglas Motors Sport Park down there in Douglas, Georgia. So they tell me they're going to have the track on Keel and, But we said she was, you know, I seen Capitol said that they were going to go down there and take over. And I think I seen some other guys, too. What do you call them boys that used to tune Dolomite car? I think they said they was going. So it looked like it was going to be a pretty good tune.
I heard Dolomite had a little oil pressure. Is that true?
Yeah, I think she said Dolomite gets some oil pressure.
Dolomite
got oil pressure. I need to get me some, too, shit. I'm just waiting. I'm ready now. I went down there to that Gator National, and I saw them car, broke, they were cranking up with 500 cubic post-op motor. Ooh, they sounded good. And that boy, I tell you, Al and I had the car, but them one had 864, one had 908 cubic inches, and boy, they were, my blood pressure up. I ain't got but my blood pressure up. I need to do something. So DJ, how long before you come back out? DJ, how long before you come back out?
It's getting close to Bobby. The thing is, I mean, as far as the car being ridden, as far as the car being tested, it's two different things. So,
right.
Yeah, everything got to be 100% go before you see me. But I'm trying hard to make my debut at May 18th in Montgomery at my race. So,
yeah, okay.
But, I mean. It'll be ready before then. So.
I didn't hear you, Cook. What'd you say?
You're probably gonna open
it
in a minute.
I mean, you got to let's go. We gonna have to sell it too, you know. Maybe I'll be back in a minute.
You're looking exactly.
Now, Bob, I'm gonna be honest with you. Now, when I said
it stumbled. I didn't hear it, but I wasn't up there.
That's
all.
Hey, Darryl.
Hey, yeah.
Press your mute button when you're talking to somebody else.
They can hear me?
I don't know.
Yes,
hello?
Yeah, we hear you. I don't know what y'all talking about.
Go ahead, Darryl.
Yeah, you there?
Yeah, go ahead. They can hear you.
Hey, man, this is Bird, man. What's going on?
Hello? Who?
Bird. With the bullet.
Mr. Bullet, you hot topic of discussion here tonight. How you doing, brother?
I'm doing all right.
Welcome to the DJ Grant Butt Naked Grudge Inc. show, Tuesday night show.
How you doing?
We good. First, we want to send props out to you for bringing action. Although they say it's the action you brought wasn't in your favor, but we got to congratulate you for bringing action. But we want to hear from your we got us a watered down version of what we know from Jay Barnes. Now Jay Barnes is known to be a little biased sometimes, and he's also known to throw a little hateration in on his race reports.
Right.
So we want to hear from you first. We hear that you went in the battle with the Jekyll car, and we want to know what happened. What really happened from y'all's point of view.
Well, you know, nobody's making any excuses. You know, the car is fast,
but it's
not fast enough. You know, but it was that night. You know,
okay,
but
okay,
we had a problem. You know, we just had a problem, and you know, I'm not going to say that because he took 45 seconds to turn the light on that it was a problem, but it didn't help. You know. You know, but
the question is, okay, I got one question for you. If the opportunity presents itself, y'all ready to go right back to his aim?
Yeah.
That's all I want to know.
And when I'm finished with him, I'm going right to Tree Man back.
Jut, though.
If it would have went in our favor Saturday night, then there would have been two people from Texas that would have been bumming.
Whoa. So, wait a minute. So, you want Tree Man also. You want both cars.
Well, I just want, honestly, I want to run Tree Man, but I want Tree Man to do what he said he was going to do. He said he was going to give me the back tires. He said I had it for light. I told him if I beat him that way, then I would run him head up.
That sounds good to me.
And, I mean, he said it on Grudge Inc., so... You know.
Jay Barnes, where you at? I don't hear your voice too much right now, Jay Barnes. Where you at, Jay Barnes? Jay Barnes, conveniently gone in the bushes.
But look,
hey,
there's no excuse for the car stumbling. It shouldn't have stumbled no matter how long you sat there.
Yeah, I understand. I respect everything you say. I mean, you ain't making no excuses. You lost. You ain't making no excuses, but. You ready to get right back up the first chance you get?
You know, we had a 1 second 3200 reaction time. That don't never happen.
Oh my goodness! Woo!
You know, but see, the difference between one race and that race is they cut the tickets in half, but the margin of victory was on my ticket. So I was looking at the margin of victory. Somebody was getting caught.
Hey, DJ,
yes.
That's the bullet.
Bullet, Bobby Wildchild on the line talking to you.
Bobby Wildchild.
You remember Johnny Plick come over there and sent you a video and you said how you was going to beat my butt. You remember that?
Who was that?
Johnny Plick came and done an interview with you about 2 or 3 years ago.
An interview with me or with Bullet?
With Bullet. Is this Bullet?
No, this is Bird. I tune on the call.
Oh, okay. Well, I guess he done it with the Bullet. He told me how bad he was going to beat me up. So.
And who was this?
Bobby Wildchild.
Yeah, I don't know. I remember you was at Hattiesburg 1 year with a pretty colored car.
Yeah.
For Mardi Gras.
Yeah, well, it gone now, so. But I just want to let you know I will be back. You tell Mr. Bullet, he sent me a message about 3 or 4 years ago talking about what he's going to do. So we're going to do a top sportsman so he can come on pretty soon and get in his top sportsman action. And we're going to probably have a nice purse for everybody to come get it.
You talking about like top sportsman, like dialed in top sportsman stuff?
Oh, no, hell no. Just run, whatever you got up money, who would run it? No.
Okay, you talking about top sportsman style cars?
Yeah, top sportsman style cars.
Not like Tree Man with his full-blown Pro Mod 800 something inch motor.
Well, we're going to try to leave them Pro Mods out of them blown Pro Mods, you know, but we're talking about the top sportsman style car.
So. Right.
You're going to have to ask him.
Is Tracy considered a top sportsman?
Yes, he can come on with his low ass.
Oh,
Don't tell him I said it, because he will cut that show off, and boy, he will come get me. Don't tell him I said that.
You know, I hated to, lose that race like that. You know, it's just, but that's just the way things go sometimes.
Yeah. I respect. You know, I gotta admit, we was kicking in the nuts a little bit, but it was all in the love of racing sort of fun. But I do respect how you come on and clear that up for us, because we all kind of figured it had to be something. But
I contribute some of it, him taking so long to stage. But that just should have went to me paying more attention to him staging during the day, and maybe that wouldn't have happened.
Gotcha.
You know.
You can't blame him on that. That's a driver.
Yep.
That's a driver error.
We talked to him, he's like, "Hey dude, I don't want to be fucking around, let's get to the right line and race, let's not turn anybody down. Well, guess what? That ain't the way it was.
That's exactly what happened. I got you.
I'm here. Yes. I'm gonna do him just like y'all done me. I ain't getting no money. He just got his asshole blowed up. Just like y'all done me. Y'all talk junk about me. I ain't just the low bit. He just got his ass thrown up.
Y'all was on this shit, Joe online,
kicking me all in the face, and y'all come over here, and now y'all want a baby. Y'all just got y'all ass towed up. That's all. You got your ass blown out. I ain't said that shit. Don't be putting over. They tell me the name of the grudge racing. You get in them beans.
Now, Bobby, he admitted that when he came on the line. That's the first thing he said. Now, he said he wasn't making no excuses. I sent you a message three years ago,
dude. Didn't you say Bullet sent you a message 3 years ago? It took you 3 years to respond to it?
I responded to him, but he didn't ever did. You know, we didn't ever cross. But I'm gonna make sure we cross this time. But see, I like the way he raised.
You must have just got 4G. That's what it is.
No, I can't talk too much. I ain't got no arm puncher, neither no talk. Cause I done tucked it over about 3 times. So but I'm coming back though. I'll be back. You know, I like the incredible. What is it? Arnold Schwarzenegger with what's the name of that? Terminator. Right. So.
Yeah. Well, I'm like the Incredible Hulk. The car's got some green on it, so.
Yeah, I saw that y'all green, but I'm gonna take some of the green off when I see it.
I don't think so, dude, because I think the Incredible Hulk can whoop the fuck out the Terminator. I'm going to just let you know.
Oh, he can ask me, but he keep coming back, though.
Yeah, I know. The last movie they made down here in Louisiana.
he keep coming back. But no, I just want to let y'all know. But yeah, I'm going to be trying to put a top sports race together. And I'm going to try to do it there in Albany. And we're going to have a pretty nice purse. So I'm going to go out and reach out and get some cars and put on a nice show. Maybe somebody's going to get to walk away. I'll depend on how much the buy-in be. And we're going to try to have all cars pretty well compatible. But somebody's going to walk away off and out there with about anywhere from $6,000 to $10,000, maybe even more. I plan on putting in five, and each car that participate got to put in $1,000 apiece. And all of it going towards the purse.
Yeah, that'll work. That'll be a nice payday.
That'll be a nice. Yeah. So.
Well, fellas, so, I got to get off of here. It's been fun rapping with you, but I'll probably be in Montgomery Sunday, so y'all look me up.
Okay.
All right, man. Y'all take it easy.
All righty then. Anything else you want to say? You said you can tell your name is Bird and you with the bulletin. Hello.
I think that was him. He left for DJ.
Okay. Well, I don't know who running the ball, who's my engineer right now. I hear somebody snoring.
Might be Jay Dawn. Probably Jay Dawn.
Is that my Uncle Larry out here? What's going on, Larry?
Hey, what's going on, DJ Bobby? What's going on?
Hey.
What's happening, man?
Yes, sir.
You heard Jay Vaughn. You heard Jay Vaughn raise report, Larry.
Yes, I did. I sit up here cracking up too. Talking about the man back at the trailer with the other man going down the track.
Hey, Larry.
You.
Hey, Larry.
Yes, sir.
Did you see how they was? You see how when he came on, you know, they wore me out. They just talked so bad about me. Then his man come on, they up there just, you know, he didn't do that bad. And I'm all like, they wore me out. They wore me out. What the hell are you doing? Damn it, you don't have any of this. Oh, man, they just wore me out this much, girl. You don't even want to come back to Alabama no more. They, ooh, man. They come on here and they give him a pass. Oh, hell no.
Hey, Bobby, you turned in a key switch. You say something ain't right, huh?
Something ain't right, man. They wore me out. I mean, they talk bad about me. God, somebody here, the ghost got mad and slapped me all side of the head. And, man, they wore me out. And then he comes on there and they want to talking about it just racing. Yeah, he just got his ass whooped. That's all. Cause I know they're going to talk about me, so I'm going to wear it out. And DJ, you might as well get there too, because when we see you, when you get your ass, which, you know, we wish you much success, but if you get your ass whooped, now I'm going to tell you, I'm going to talk about you. I'm talking about
race.
Everybody that get their ass whooped from now on. You get an ass whooped, I'm talking about you. Because they woke me up.
DJ got his ass whooped the same night you did.
Oh, yeah, he sure did, didn't he? Yeah, I remember that.
Yeah, he got ragged when you were getting ragged. They ragged his ass out, too. So they said he was seeing cops. He went to sleep at the flight, too. Only pulled him over.
So y'all saying the ghost left my car here and went and got in the car with DJ?
Now, the police were that DJ guy, made him, because he was running lights.
What happened now? What y'all say, man?
We talking about you supposed to get your ass whooped, and then how you were. Yeah, you, and you know, y'all being so, for Curtis, you know, Curtis and kind to Bullet, you know. Yeah, he got whooped. Yeah, he had a problem with his car. He got his ass thrown. What the hell is like here? He got his ass. What Delco said, he got his ass whole blown out. That's what you just need to say. He'll do better next time. He'll take that super glue off his thing and tell him that damn button. See, I had been eating some hot chili that day, and my finger slipped off my button, so that would happen.
I hear you, Bobby.
Let me tell you how bad y'all talk to me. Y'all talk bad to me. I ride all the way back home from Alabama. And the guy in the truck went and got two.
Where's old Butt Naked? He ain't came. Butt Naked, where Butt Naked hit it?
I don't know. know. Hey, I need somebody. See if you can call him, Larry. He on the road, but he ought to be at the.
I tried. I didn't get no response out of him.
What's this race y'all got with 20 cars coming from up north, 40 cars coming from up north? I heard a guy talking about it on the dog show. He said 40 cars coming from up north, and they go to race somewhere down there. You hear that?
Oh, they talking about May 18th in Montgomery.
Okay. 40 cars?
Man, they 40 cars might come down. They might run down, but it's gonna be about 25 of them limping back.
Okay.
I'm just talking. I ain't got a clue what they talking about. I'm just talking north.
Okay. I know I had heard it on another show, so I was just coming across with it.
Well, they're probably talking about the cars that they got in. The North is mounting up, man. They getting ready for battle. They getting ready for war. I don't know. The North got some cooking for the South ass, from what I hear. Am I right, Uncle Larry? I said, is it safe to say that the North got some gearing up and got some cooking for the South this year?
Oh yeah. Mhm. Yeah, I think it's gonna be pretty good. I really do. It's gonna be pretty good. A lot of them tightened up. A lot of them changed over. You know. Now they get a chance to get in and get a chance to see what the cars and stuff are doing, and just about imagine what ballpark they're in. And once they get it in a few times, I'm pretty sure it's gonna be pretty good, man.
Get real,
I like that. Real interesting.
Yeah.
Wake up, kid.
On the time of tell. Kid, wake up, man. What the hell is you doing? And don't try to get on the line like you was wide awake talking about, hey, I was just doing this. And I tell you, I ain't got no engineer.
You're just running
in
the blind right now.
I'm running in the blind.
You ain't called Kevin? You ain't Kevin? I think Kevin's still
working. Kevin said he got to be at work at 4 in the morning. Kevin
mm-hmm.
was on for a hot, dry 5 minutes. Kevin, if you're on now, stick your head out the bushes for a second. We know you got to go to work, brother. Let me know I got some help. Hello?
Fred, I think you're playing a day.
Have you got some mic over?
I don't know who Mike, Kevin got over or Jay got over. Both of them done deserted me. But naked on the road in the bushes, getting lost again. He got lost coming back from Holly Springs Sunday. Now he getting lost from wherever the hell he at now. I think his his GPS and his tow truck must be broke, taking him down the wrong road or something.
Yes, how many hours did you expect to get from there?
Those GPS is
how many hours did you expect to get from you? Holly Springs?
Shoot, that man said, I don't know. I know he said he got home at 5 in the morning.
What time are y'all coming back?
He left going to Holly Springs, he said, 12. So he probably got down there about 6 or 7. He got home. Yeah. He was only there for about half an hour to an hour and turned right back around and came back.
That's over 10 hours, man. What are you talking about? I don't take that long to get back that way.
Mm-hmm.
I'm fumbling butt naked, and it take me right at 6 hours to get there.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly. We fumbled down and butt naked. He should at least made it quickly enough.
Yep.
Yep.
But on those GPSs, you have to get your computer and put the number down from your GPS and refresh those things. If you refresh them and stuff, they'll update everything. You know, but a lot of times they don't update, man. They'll take you on a wild goose chase.
Yeah,
Sure, yeah. We'll take you on. He said he around, take you around different stores and stuff too.
He said he went 7-8 DJ. That then, like Larry said, they just built a new highway, and if you go up 7-8, he probably went all the way up, and that highway there had been depleted. They could have put a cut through on 7-8 to get the end of a straight shot from them. It's a straight shot. As soon as you get in Birmingham and you get on 7-8, you go about 5-10 miles and then take a left. You used to have to go about 50 miles up the road to get to it.
Mm-hmm.
Now, that's been changed. So he went the wrong way. I mean, it's been a straight shot to Whitney M. shot. And they right off that road.
Okay.
Yeah, it's a quick jump, man. It's, like I say, right at 6 hours from here. That's taking your time.
Well, I don't know. Try them again, lad. See if we can get it round-head right. Ass on the phone.
All right, let me see if I can get it.
Oh. Anybody else got something they want to say? Because, I mean, me, Larry, and the fan, we even keep wasting our breath talking to ourselves. I don't got no engineer. I don't, you know, if somebody wants something to say, they mic open. But, you know, speak now, whoever hold your peace. Because I don't even know. Y'all be on here by yourself because when I hang up, I don't know if that's that I hang everybody up. If I hang up, no, y'all can sit on here and talk. Well, sit on here and hear some air. What they saying? You heard they had some at the racetrack tonight?
Yeah. They said.
I need a mic open. I ain't got to see. This is what I'm talking about. I got some very important people just hit the one button that want their mic open, and I need to know if I can have somebody open their mic. Do I have anybody, any engineer on the line that can open a mic for me?
You wake up sleeping beauty.
Ain't this some bullshit? Jay Barnes ass in the kitchen somewhere. He ain't studying no phone. He's studying his face.
Hey, DJ.
Yes.
Can you hit the clap? Can you hit the clap button? I got butt naked.
Yeah, I can hear it.
Hey, kid, my kid's getting down.
I can hear it.
A lot of snowing.
Clap.
Yeah, the kid.
What up, butt naked?
What's up? What it do?
Everybody wonder where you was at, brother.
I told you I was on the road. Down in McDonald's, we had to go down there before it get dark. You know, it's rough down there. Had to have three pistols when you go down in that motherfucker. For the one that only just been to the track, they ain't seen shit. That real hood making it, boy.
Okay then. I'm trying to get
the
mic open.
What time is tonight? We were just talking.
We were talking about the race down in Louisiana this weekend. Jay was giving us a race report about the big race between the Bullet and the
Tree Man. Tree Man, man, that goddamn, that was like a 2.5-car gap.
That's what Jay said.
I saw that shit today. I'm like, God,
oh my
God. Damn.
How long? So how we looking? How we looking at the time frame for you, butt nigga? You think you gonna be back?
Shit, no, I'm just not. I'm out here in a little small town back here on 22. I don't even know where I'm at. I ain't never been that way before. Some friends told me how to go this way. They said quicker, but I really can't tell. I'm not coming to Phoenix City and Columbus. I'm not coming that way like coming to you.
I was talking about how you looking as far as getting your car back.
Oh, okay. Shit. I started getting them quarter panels off the car I got from Wick. We're drilling the spot wells out now. And I'm getting them both quarters and the rear body panel. And I got to put those on mine. You know, I ain't started on mine yet. I'm just getting everything ready to go on mine. So tomorrow, Wednesday, Friday, I ought to be through welding and have all that shit on my car pretty much. And then Saturday, I'm attacking the suspension. I got a rack and pinion on now. Little control arm, two strut, two tires, and one rim. far as I saw that night. I ain't really just really inspected the car yet, really. You know, I got to see what else to it. I hope
so pretty
that's
much, and I mean, worst case scenario, a month, you'll probably be back going.
What you said, a month?
I said worst case scenario.
No, I'll be through my car Saturday if the law willing.
Oh my.
I had that motherfucker completely together. But I ain't gonna bring it out yet, because I'm gonna be tired. So,
yeah,
next week.
I know you're gonna bring it out.
Next week, I might go somewhere some tests or something.
Woo!
On play. I told you I was gonna shut the shop down this week.
Shut it down and get her done.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, man. What it is.
Ain't nothing wrong with that.
I do.
Nothing wrong with
do.
That. Who is that?
Yeah. No one asleep or something.
That's Kid. Kid.
What's wrong with Kid? Come to some night quill. He calling all the damn dogs.
What the hell?
I think that's some extra that DJ.
Yeah, they used to think it was a fan. They used to think it was me, man. It never been me.
Yeah, I've heard them say that before. I remember that.
Kid ass, always going to sleep.
Yeah.
I guess listening to any radio show is like count sheep for kids.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
What y'all been talking about, DJ? What?
My special guest I was trying to get on, he said, never mind. He said, I got a little help. Hey, shit. Man, ain't nothing going on, man. Ain't nothing going on. Everybody's talking about what's been happening. I'm waiting to see, because it's getting ready to get real good real fast.
Oh, yeah. It's going to be real good.
Real good, real fast.
Yes, sir.
I'll be glad when all my Alabamians get their shit together so we can show out.
Man. It's going to get crazy, man. It's going to get crazy.
Oh, yeah.
It's going to get crazy.
But what J-Bun said a while back about Alabamians, they don't have a state. We can't stand up.
Yeah, remember they said they were gonna expand the borders of Georgia in the Alabama.
Oh yeah,
take over the state. Well,
let me tell you something off the subject. Really, the way I went down that road today, man, there's a lot of people still living from way back in the 1950s, look like, either the 40s. Man, I pay about some houses, DJ, you can see from the front yard to the backyard from up under the porch. Some houses sit on them goddamn rocks from way back in the day and firewood on the front porch. I thought them houses were gone. Now the hell they ain't.
What the hell?
I seen a little. Yeah. You know, they ain't have bricks. They had rocks. Like, they get them out the creek, them flat rocks. And them 10-tall houses with two fireplaces in the middle of the house. I passed by a lot of them today down that road, boy. I ain't never been that way before. Never.
Yep.
I ain't think people still live like that no more. I guess they do.
Here it is, brother.
Oh, yeah. I was shocked. I was like, damn. Did I go back in time? This shit for real. They out on their porch. Been on the porch.
Well, I know Tunica, Mississippi was the last place I ever seen, but outhouses on the outside. And boy, since they put that boat down there, man, shoot, you think you're going through Vegas?
You going through Vegas?
Yes, sir.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Tunica getting that money, boy. Them gangsters getting it.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. You know, I have always went to Macon track, Tweed County track. That track ain't in Macon. I found that out today. I never been to the city of Macon, to the town. to the date.
When they run that mouth, get their whole head knocked out.
Uh-oh.
Oh, yeah, you will go to get it knocked out quick.
Uh-oh.
That way, that reason I told him I got to get out of there before the sun go down.
I know that voice.
Yeah.
Is that live action on the line?
Yeah,
that
sound
like
this twin. This twin, but nothing you like about Lakers. Gang and fit. Gang is still
yeah,
gang and up now. Yeah.
Yeah.
They gang
and
fit.
You right.
They gang and fit up. That twin.
You know, they're gang and fist. They're still gang banging and making.
Is you like L.A. out there, boy? Is you like L.A.?
No, it ain't. No, it ain't. Don't do that.
I don't think
I'm ain't like
L.A. Man,
ain't
them
like
boys
LA,
shooting up every day over there.
Yeah, but they ain't like L.A.
No, they ain't like L.A. LA. I got to agree with that. They ain't like no L.A. L.A. hell.
What's going on, y'all? How y'all doing this evening?
What's happening?
What's going on, twin?
I'm glad you're on the line. I'm finna stir the pot a little bit. What is live action objective for 2014?
Same thing, just like 13. Crush everything in sight. That goes for a lot of daddy and everybody. Yeah. They don't see.
And you,
all of those crying last year. Oh yeah, I got on 315. This we gave a 5 or 3 month wonder for everybody to get them to 315 because I guess they so expensive. You know, so I guess get the 315 and test. Everybody to have 5 or 3 month wonder. We're gonna do the QB this year. I just can't wait to see. It's gonna be something. I can't wait to see what it is. It's gonna be something. Mm-hmm. 275-315 car, 275 car coming too.
Uh-oh.
So if y'all can't get you no 315, look, if y'all can't get you no 315 or 275, holler at me and I holler at my people and see if my people can get you some. Because I guess we the only one to get some. I guess, you know.
So y'all, yeah, so the live action come with a 275/28 car and a 29/315 car. Pick your
points. Ain't going to crush everything in both ways. Both ways going to crush. Crush. Both ways. What B is that? B is still over here.
I don't think B is.
B,
you
wrong? B was on it early. Uh-huh. We going to crush everything in Grant. Y'all already knew it.
They talking a lot. Anybody got anything to say? I know the North Bulls was going pretty strong a little bit last night.
That was last night. It was like Ali. But I know that they got all them boost cars up there.
Y'all know I got them.
We ain't trying to save no boot car unless they make it right. If they make it right, we're going to try them. But for a nitrous, so we're going to lock that lock it on down. Lock, man. It's going to be a simple camp. That y'all didn't know what that means. You don't want to go ahead and listen to know what a simple camp means. Y'all know what it is. Yeah.
But
mm-hmm. You know whoever listening, they know what a simple camp means.
And believe you me, they listening.
Good. I mean, like I said, we can't get you no 315 or 275, holler at us, and I'll see if my people can get you some. Since we, 901 and live, that's the only one to get some. I guess ain't nobody else got, I guess you got to have a special code or something to get some. You know what I'm saying? I don't understand.
Everybody got the opportunity to get whatever tie they want, man. So, I mean, that's always been
28/275 or 315/295. Everybody got the same opportunity to pick whatever part they want. That'd be a nitro, turbo, or a small block, or whatever it came to be. Everybody got the same opportunity. They still sell them.
Totally.
So everybody got the chance to get what they want.
2013 was the last year of crybabies. 2014 to get your ass up there.
Yeah.
You know how live action shit. So, hey, they want to say they think a 315 or whatever faster. Y'all ain't saying they can't put one on. They put it on there, right?
There you go. That's right. That's right. But we got right now. You know, I guess it was a shock last year because we ran a 315. This time, there won't be no shock. I'm letting it be known now. Well, everybody will be, well, they got a 315 up to 75. Well, it won't even be a shock.
But, you know, I don't know. I guess if you want to use that for excuse to get that head knocked off, dog, the head get knocked off. I don't understand that.
It ain't no excuse if they got the opportunity to put the same tie on there.
Ain't
no excuse. If it's such a bad tie, got them put the one on there.
Yeah. I got a bull about 4 or 5 people here, but I ain't gonna let it be known yet. Wait till we get some oil pressure. 4 or 5 people. I already got a bull down there. I'm going to let one of them name out now, CeCe.
Uh-oh.
I still want the CeCe. I ain't forgot about the way your man helped me that one time. You think I'm going to let it go? I ain't forgot. So I'm going to let it know. CeCe, your head, you're number one.
God damn.
CeCe,
number one.
The rest of them are holding down until we get oil pressure. But CeCe, they're going to get them time to get tested and get rest.
Okay,
because
I know
that
CC with the
28 car. Whatever. Both of them. CC got a Camaro with 29 on it, don't
he? Yeah.
Okay, well, we'll tap him with the red car. And we'll try the other car with the Mustang. With their Mustang. Oh. Yeah, we'll try that.
Y'all try the 275 car with they 275 28 Mustang, and y'all two uh-huh. the 315 car with they 29 or 315 Camaro.
That's right. Mm-hmm. That's right. Like I said before, all the chassis cars and the Pro Mods and the back half and the turbos and the Pro Charge and all of them, we will address those people one more time accordingly. That means if we feel you are a weak bitch, we will try you. That's what that means. There's so many words out there and read between the lines. If we feel you're a weak bitch, we will try you. That's what that means.
Shit.
Yeah, but if you ain't got nitrous, 315, 29, or nitrous, 28, 275, stop preventing. No wheelie bar. Oh, you got actually regard. You do. But all the other people will have those people.
Emma Hall, you mixed, but we
can't stand you, buddy. We can't stand you, Emma Hall. But if we feel you got a weak promo out there, we'll try you too. If we feel you got a weak
promo. Oh, Lord have mercy. Oh,
yeah.
Lord have mercy.
Yeah. Yeah, because they don't let next man you know, they'll be coming up with a promo. Shit. Next thing you know, they'll be coming up with a promo. Yeah, who's next? Emma Hall, I hope my buddy's going to draw, because I know we can't stand that thing.
So bottom line, anything in the world that sit like y'all, get your head down.
Yeah.
If Tony Wright was saying, any motherfucker.
And told the right way. Yeah, you don't know that. But if we feel, you know, chassis car, backhand, Pro Charger, Turbo, Pro Mod, if we feel
you just gotta see it when you see it. Ain't no wrong
now
there.
Everybody out there in no category, there's some people top of the line out there, we can't stand that thing. But there's one or two out there that's in that class that make them feel complete. Oh, we'll get your ass. Yeah, we'll get you. We just make them feel complete. Mm-hmm. But CC, Scooby, and I don't want to be listening. I know one of you listen. We're going to have you, baby. CC and Scooby, if y'all know them, get the word to them. I'll see it. We coming back. And you've been warned. Now, the rest of them keep going on the download, DJ. I ain't going to tell anybody.
I'm gonna keep that on the down.
I got an idea, but I keep it on the I keep it on the down low too. I don't know for sure, but I got an idea.
Yeah, just keep it on the down.
I'm gonna say this.
Mm-hmm.
Now you know I've been talking to this one and that one, that one and this one. It's gonna be a hell of a year this year, and I know for
I
a
hope
fact.
So.
I know y'all want some action. That's why live action. They want some action. But I can assure you, I know at least three of the people out of the five that I'm sure on your list
mm-hmm.
is coming. I believe they I know
uh-huh.
it's gonna happen. I know of at least three races. I know y'all gonna have.
Okay, and so I hope they bring their friends with them. Bring their friends with them. Because if not, I had a strange phone call yesterday. I tried to call uh-huh. back and I think it was some A-Rabs. I couldn't understand what they were saying. They said something about for sale. I got to get an interpreter, you know what I'm saying, to start saying what they were saying. I really don't know.
Wait a minute, you don't think they tried to buy that thing and take it over to Florida? I don't know. I didn't know. You know, when you call back, ain't no telling what time it might have been when you call. So, you know.
Yeah. You're right. But I'm going to try tomorrow.
I heard that Stevie's fast car got wrecked over there, so maybe they were looking for something else.
Maybe. I hadn't heard that, but that's possible.
Hold on a second.
Because we don't get no action, we might as well sell the motherfucker. If we don't get no action, we might as well sell it.
Y'all get no action, you don't sell it.
Come on, man. We got 2 minutes of car covers on left. So we might as well start liquidating some of this shit. Get rid of some of this, yeah. I know some of the folks gonna be coming though. I know some.
Yeah.
Oh, it's three,
if not, if I just thought about that. It's about four. I'm sure it got to be on your list because I know y'all ain't looking for no cream puff race. Y'all ain't looking for no pushover race. Y'all looking for a dog. Y'all want the dog fight.
I was talking to my brother the other day, and I mentioned we need to get, I ain't going to call his name out, because I ain't doing like that. I called somebody's name out. He said, who is it? Who is that? They ain't nobody. Them folks don't even know who the folks see you. And he was talking about Crab Gate. I said, somebody get Crab Gate. He said, man, who is Crab Gate? Crab Gate, nobody to get. Who is it?
Oh, my
God. That's what he told me. I said, man, we get Crab Gate, man. Crab Gate, man. But that's easy money.
But then, you want us to get it, so you ain't going to get it. But, man, a deer
might be
jumping inside
his truck or something.
We probably lost it. Yeah, a deer. I don't know, but nigga, that. I don't know what Crab Gator should be good and ready by now. They're supposed to be ready for Mike first race. So where they at?
I'm saying that. They just spooked Butt Nigga. Butt Nigga could have killed. They put the boo game on Butt Nigga. He didn't know what he was looking for. He should have went ahead and kept Crab Gator.
Man,
that would have been here easy rich for 2,000 folks. He could have went and killed them quick.
Mm-hmm.
For real.
Well, it's what they say, a closed mouth won't get fed. He had to get it.
Man,
I don't know. I don't know about that. I don't know why that didn't happen.
That's
I would have loved to have seen it.
Mine ain't going to never close up.
I don't know. I need somebody to clarify them, but I heard they sold the car. They just got it. That's what I heard now. I don't know if it's true.
Well, one thing about Crab Gate, you know, they be trying all kinds of money stuff. So, which I doubt it. It don't make sense to me, but, you know, it don't care, but I don't think so. I really don't
I hadn't heard from Crab Gate. If you're on the line, I guess I got a damn undercover engineer because that's the only way I guess live action phone got unmuted because I damn sure didn't do it.
I guess I got a hit. Like the pastor. Sometimes the pastor word reach out and kill somebody. That's what it is. Somebody wants to hear my words. So they own my mic.
That's all, Brett.
That's all.
I don't know what Jay Ball is. No, he ain't saying nothing about y'all. He was getting that race report he gave earlier. Did you hear it?
No, I didn't hear it.
He was talking about down in Louisiana this weekend. Well, all I can say, twins, I know this year's finna get good. It's finna get good. The weather's finna get just right here in just a minute.
Mm-hmm.
And all I say, the road's finna meet the road. It's inevitable. Well, a lot of cars gonna be at the same place at the same time, and we gonna see what's gonna happen.
Yeah, we gonna see. You're right, Stella. We gonna see. But I'm gonna tell you one thing. A wise man told me everybody wanna go to hell, but don't nobody wanna die. Believe that. Now everybody's gonna commit and don't do that, but somebody's gonna die. Now who's ready to sacrifice? Talk about sacrifice.
It's been to get good. Real interesting. I know of several cars in y'all class. That's gearing
up. It's crazy. You know, like 29, 315 or
29, 315. And the 28 now, and it's more than the 28 class too. But y'all trying to dominate both class.
I ain't gonna try to go dominate both of them.
Amen.
I heard the same tune last year, though, Tom. I heard the same tune last year. What somebody gonna do to us? We done bought two or three people more. They been whipping us for years, and we ain't nobody. This and that. I've been hearing the same tune last year. We got two races before y'all came out.
I was telling people y'all were coming. And mother would want to say, Stella, you don't know what the fuck you talking about. Ah, they ain't shit. Now, no motherfucker don't even breathe hard when y'all around.
Hey, just like I just told them one more time, everybody want to go to hell, but don't nobody want to die. Everybody want to do something, but don't nobody want to pull up to the fight. I can't tell you.
So live action is trying to go and want some action in 2014. If you got some, let's put your ass up there.
Same thing. 105. Let it be known. 105. Don't try to go 250 or 1500. Lock in at 250 or 500. Don't even try it like that. That's disrespect. Really, this thing.
105. Because that basically lets you know y'all we not the cream puff. Y'all ain't looking for nobody. Y'all ain't looking
If you got a click, everybody just cut back on their blunt or on their cool life and the barbecue and put it together. Everybody put it together, it won't be no problem getting that nickel. But just sacrifice that one weekend for the blunt and the cool life. That's all you got to do.
Let your confidence reflect your bet.
Thank you.
Okay.
Y'all trying to idea. No, it's been long for the Gideon. 105. Yeah,
I think that's a gentleman's bet. For one, because if you call yourself a bear, if you got a cowboy car that you calling yourself a bear in, you know, it ain't gonna be that hard to come with that pot, especially if you got a little crew or anybody.
You got three or four problems together. Cut back on the blunt, man, and crew is like, it won't be no problem
Somebody might think you're referring to them now. You're saying blood. You gotta let it be known you might not be referring to Girls Race of the Year now. You know, they.
I know they ain't gonna go.
And
one thing I know about them, they're going to go. They don't care who you are. They're going to go.
I think Tony Bass said he's gonna try to get back up there too. I know he was gonna try to get back up there with Hammer, but I don't know.
Yeah.
How the program is right now.
Yeah.
But I will say this.
I'm gonna tell you this now.
What we was also brought up earlier today. Now Tony Bass got a show in North Carolina at what's the name of that track? God damn it! Somebody help me out.
Nigga ain't nobody on it but me and you. He's gonna come out here.
Yeah, that's true.
Huh?
One up in North Carolina. You know what you saying, boy?
We all trying to show him some love and some support to try to, you know, help him out because of that catastrophe he had with his car. So everybody trying to show a little support and go up there and, you know, to his race to just try to, you know, help him out, show him love, show him we appreciate him in the game and try to, you know, help put a little extra money in his pocket.
Yeah.
At the show.
I told him, Lord knows, tell him to go everybody, support everybody.
Tell him to go everywhere.
Man, go everywhere. Yeah.
Everywhere.
Yeah, so they go, you know, I understand that. They go everywhere and support everybody, right? I must say that about the prime time camp. I must say that. They show up and represent.
They
I must say that. Mm-hmm.
They show
and
up
they
and
deep.
Show up. They do that.
And they deep. And they got, you know, they head back on their cool like they come up and fight out. I'm saying that. Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. Everybody's talking about what Tony won't do that. But he did that. You know what I mean?
Did.
So yeah, so don't be bashing Tony then. Huh. Bash
Amen.
Yourself. Bash yourself. Yeah.
It's
fine time.
Yeah. I'm gonna I'm going to take it in, man. I've been drinking these Coors Light and everything, man. I'm going to get off of them.
Yeah, I'm going to shut it down, too, man. I think that damn live action that came on here, boy. It just got so got quiet.
He did it up, yeah. He fired
it
up.
What's up, man? I ain't even tell nobody to put their phones on mute. Everybody muted their own goddamn phone.
That damn girl did, dude.
I guess if I ever need some order, I just call you up to and say live action on the line. We can get you to
close
the
motherfucker down.
I'm gonna jump straight out the car with no helmet on. Well, look, I enjoyed y'all having me on, Spawner. Jerry,
hey, no problem, man. No problem.
I really appreciate it. I wanted to get in and try to help DJ with the show. I seen y'all finna shut it down. And I just can refuse. I couldn't let y'all shut it now. If I got on that conversation for a few minutes to keep it going, that'll work. But I'm going to say this right now, DJ, and this is going to be my final comment. We haven't found a comment, right?
Yeah, we have found a comment. Go ahead,
this is
going
to be my final comment. To all you bad fellas up north, they say they so bad. Holler at them. Are y'all bad for us up north? I already know they got the turbo and the pro charge up there. The boost cars up there. But they make it right, we'll try it. If they make it right. But they got a nice one to come on with. They got a nice to come on with. Because I believe we'd have kept all the action down here south. So I believe we got to go up north to get some action. That's my final thought on the side. Y'all have a good one. Y'all have a good one.
Well, man, my co-host tonight, go ahead and give us your final thought, Stan.
Hey, man, live action came in here and shut this shit down, man, and it was a good show. Live action came in here and did his thing. He told Ty he's going to do this thing this year. He did it last year. He said, God damn, he's going to do it this year, too. So he said, nobody have an excuse. They know how he sit, so come holler at him.
There shouldn't be
no planning in that. Can't be no fucking game in there.
If you're scared by your damn dog.
I hear you, man. I hear you. But, man, it was nice hollering at you.
Right,
you going to
be
your final thought? Oh, yeah, man.
I appreciate you helping me out. I want to appreciate everybody calling the show tonight. And I'm sorry if you had something to say we couldn't get you on. Hey, it wasn't my fault tonight. Blame Jay Barnes and Kevin. I'm going to get it off of me. And Butt Nigga taking a road trip today to make it. But we appreciate everybody calling in, man, and good luck to everybody that's trying to get their cars together. And all I can say is, goddammit, put your seatbelts on because it's finna get crazy. I mean, it's literally finna get crazy. It's the shit I know, but I'm like, man, it's the shit brewing. It's gonna be a hell of a year, y'all. That's all I can say. Well, again, appreciate everybody calling, man, and we out of here. God bless you.